Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com, the best underwear in the action sport game.
Ready?
Yeah. I think so.
Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, I can actually. 1 second. Just make sure my face is right.
How'd you look?
Just this hat's a fucking shite. I never get new hats, do I? It's been 3 years. So I don't answer. It's quite hard introducing the show. I see why you normally splatter about when you try it as well.
Go on, you have a go then. Far away.
We're back for another episode of the 2 Pro 1 Slow podcast. I thought I'd introduce it this time because in previous episodes, Ed splatters away trying to remember what episode it is, which we never know. But we are back.
Do you actually have any idea what it is?
40-something.
It doesn't matter. I suppose it would be quite nice to know.
Because I was actually thinking about it this morning. When I see in the Instagram story, text box, whatever you call it.
Question.
I was, it made us think of when we always used to say episode 10 or 11. We're not sure. And then I thought we've completely lost track of that. And I have got zero
This
clue.
Is 44.
Well, I'm not. It's not really anything to be proud of, considering I've been doing it probably three years.
It's not enough.
No, shite. You need to take this and run with this podcast.
I'm not even going to start this discussion.
Ed said this could be something that I could keep up.
Yeah, because you're quite funny.
Quite easily. You're good at talking.
Shite to most people.
You really enjoy talking pure shit. For some reason, quite a lot of people like you, so they'll come and talk to you.
I think
you've got more than enough time on your hands.
Better guests. I keep saying, and there's so many interesting people out there to talk to. Other people manage, don't they? And no one's doing it in the UK.
You only got yourself to blame.
No, the time will come. I'm busy enough. As I just said, you all laughed at me because I said the grind don't stop. But fucking, I'm generally flat right out at the minute.
Right,
I've been to America straight at
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Out the last 10 days.
Right.
How many times do you think I've been to a track?
10.
9.
No.
Yep.
Go on then. Tell us where you've been.
I started.
You haven't ridden every time though.
Pardon?
You've not rode.
No, right? I've not rode. Obviously. But if I'm not riding,
I once
I've
rode 14 days out of 15. That's my record.
Did you?
Mm.
Well, at the minute, I'm trying to ride little but often. And I done 4 days last week, and Alf done 2 out of 6. And then this week, we're on Tuesday. I've done yesterday, Alf's done today, Essex Works. So just busy, grinding.
It's what you got to do if you want to make the next challenge.
5:30 this morning to do an hour and a half in the gym before I left to go to Essex Works.
Fuck, you really, really want that 250 title this year, don't you?
We're not talking about that.
Why not?
It's too early. There's too much riding on it. I'm a bit nervous. Just don't want to. I like the pressure, but I don't know if I want the pressure. Oh, it's just a bit. Just I want to do it, but then I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
250 Tom.
Move on.
Let's just move on to something.
Why don't we talk about Arena Cross?
Are we actually filming? Is this a start, or are you going to stop this in a minute and go, right, let's start the episode
what are you
now?
About? Why would we
well,
not
I just
be?
Don't know whether you're winding me up that I've started it, and now you're just going to go, right, scrap all of that, and now we'll start. This is episode 44.
No, we're talking about Arena Cross because that's all you've talked about.
Well, I know, because on the videos we looked at yesterday and you sent to the group chat saying, Mel, well done, you've had the best video in the last 10. Out of my last 10 videos, I've only rode in one of them. Mm. 7 of them are Arena Cross, which I didn't even compete in. And the other two are other bullshit that I was trying to use to film my channel. One of them, I don't even think your first Endurocross race made that 10, did it?
I don't know, I can't remember. Probably did, because that was back in December. December.
I think I've done 10 since then.
Nah, you haven't done 10 in 8 weeks. You're not that much.
I'll check it out. You talk. Keep talking.
You can't check because you're... Oh, have you got my back end?
Obviously.
Well, I haven't got yours.
Well, you're not allowed now.
You can't that's what I mean. You wouldn't trust me with the back end of your channel.
It's not.
Yeah, so I've done 10 videos, which I think I've done really well to keep up the channel. I know you two would beg to differ, but kept the videos going, or say that you've kept the videos going.
Yeah, I was going to say, I went to every arena cross and fucking kept
it. Yeah,
the,
true.
Kept
I,
most
and
of
now
it.
It's my job to keep it up. No, I will Tuesday give you a due. You get missed one already.
Bagpock.
Good day out that.
Yeah, it was a good day.
When did you go there?
Went with Billy arena cross.
It's not a bit of you whatsoever.
That one didn't really enjoy it.
You did, didn't you?
Well,
I thought it was all right. Good day out.
What bike did you ride?
He rode his Santa Cruz.
Yeah, my not Santa Cruz Hightower, yeah.
Yeah, the cross-country machine.
That's why I didn't enjoy it. Light as anything, I'm just getting whiskey on all the jumps.
With the big fat tyres on it.
Mm. Yeah, I had the wrong machine for the job, but... we can't carry on. You know, you were joking when you said we were talking about arena cross.
Yeah, we've done enough talking.
I was going to say, fuck me, that yeah, was good, but it, I'm glad it's over.
Someone messaged on, I did a question thing on the 2Pro1Slow Instagram page, and someone messaged today saying that the 450 you gave away is on eBay now.
No.
Apparently. Well, I couldn't find it. I searched for it, but.
Well, if it is, it is. What's it matter? Someone.
It would have been on eBay a lot quicker if it was him that had won it.
Yeah.
If I had won it.
Yeah, you'd have had it on eBay straight away.
Yeah, so probably would have done. Well, what do you expect? Someone's not going to necessarily keep it. If it's worth 12 grand, like we said, someone
I would say
12 grand. I don't blame them.
I would say most people that ride for fun or someone that was to win that bike probably wouldn't choose a 450 either.
some people do it. That new 450 is bloody good as well.
No, it is, but I can't imagine.
You're queuing up to ride it this year, then.
can you stop? we done that competition, but the bloke who won it, I'd actually messaged him previously on Instagram.
Oh, you had a chat with him?
I'd had a chat with him. I know you'd say I fucking talk to morons, blah blah blah. But I'd had a chat with him before, so when he sent me one saying thanks. No, but you said, "Oh, you chat with everyone."
Don't, because someone will get upset about this.
But I'd had a conversation with him before, and he'd said, "Well done," and commented on the VMX, and he had been and seen it, and all good weekend. So it was nice that someone actually won the bike that I'd spoke to before, and it wasn't just a random that had never been involved or anything like that. So I thought it was quite cool. I messaged him the other day actually because he put a picture up, followed him after he won it, and he reckons lovely bit of kit. Enjoyed it. I see him riding it. So that was only like 3 days ago, so I don't think it is on eBay.
I can't find it on eBay, but
I think it would have been someone trying to be funny.
Probably.
May well be.
What else, Bill? Got anything to say, or are you just going to sit there?
I've not been doing much.
Bill's won a world championship, and then he's come from the top to the bottom, haven't you, in 2 days?
Can happen real quick. Real quick.
Yeah, it happened last time, too. I won a world championship.
You need to first be careful as well.
First time I won Wes, December 2018.
Straight in for surgery.
2 weeks later, boom, broken leg, foot didn't work.
Right.
Because you've posted a lot of pictures up and videos since your race, and you got to spread them out over like a 4 month period.
Most of them are collabs, but you know what I decided the other day? I'm sick of Instagram collabs.
Yeah, you post a lot of collabs.
And I don't even accept all of them. And some of them I like the videos, but some of the cover pictures people pick, so then that gets stuck on my feed. I've actually started to stop sharing them.
Yeah, he did that with me. Kex, I did him one when I made his merch, and then I got a notification about 2 days later.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Billy Bolt removed your collab. I was like, oh, fucking cheers,
mate.
They notified you.
Yeah. I discovered that a few months ago, and I thought, oh, you've got to be careful now, but fuck them, be ruthless.
Yeah, you do a lot of collabs.
Yeah. So
some of them are quite
good.
I look through and
divvy out like how many likes it's got and if it's worth it.
Do you know
not.
The problem you've got is when you post like you won the world championship, you've accepted 4 collabs before you even do your personal post, and then everyone's sick of liking it. So like your then post, they all get say, I don't know, you'd normally get on a, I don't know what you'd get, say you get 40,000 on your world championship thing. Everyone's sick of seeing it by the time you post something up on day two that you get an average like.
But it don't really matter how many likes you get. Who gives a fuck how many numbers it says on the screen?
Well, it's nicer to have more.
No,
yeah, but it doesn't mean anything.
I don't disagree, and I get sick of how many I do, but some of them are nice videos, and I think...
What it needs is another little bit on the thing where it's like, these are your collab posts, this is your main thing.
No, it gives you the option to accept the collab, and then you can say remove from my profile.
From your profile.
But it doesn't work. Like, the button's there, you tap it, and it doesn't take it away from your profile. It doesn't on my Instagram, and it hasn't for the last 6 months. So it's annoying, I agree. So if you do get a... If I do stop sharing your collab at any point soon, I do apologise. I don't like how it looks, or I feel like this. I don't like when there's too much of the same thing all in one cluster. Fuck.
I was going to say, we can't really get away with it this time, as your socks and feet and pillow are up on the table. Because I'm quite conscious, I put my foot up on my knee and wiggle it about the whole time. But you can't really, you've got a good exception this time, haven't you?
I'd like to think so.
No, but the camera's just going to be on your feet the whole time.
That's yeah, the soles of his feet. At least he's put some clean socks on today.
Had these on yesterday, actually.
Well, obviously you've not walked around barefoot.
I thought they matched my Tubi grip. That's why I went for them.
Oh, did you?
Colour coding.
So anyway, you've won a world championship. You've accepted a lot of people's collabs you don't like. Then you've been for surgery.
Well, don't like's a bit of a strong word. That's a bit aggressive.
But don't like the cover pictures they've chose.
Yeah, that's more often than not. So I don't like the cover photos.
And now you've had something done to your knee. Do you want to elaborate, or are you saving that for a vlog?
No, because I started a vlog in hospital last week and I've done nothing. I've got 3 clips of it, and that's about it.
It's probably quite hard to vlog when you're
you see the odd, like, someone that knows how to professionally make videos does, like, a nice injury or post, I don't know, surgery video, and I think, oh, that looks cool.
Oh, you've watched mine. Yeah, done that.
Anyway, I've started it. I thought even about picking it back up today, 7 days on, and the camera hasn't been out. So now I'd,
came out the other day for a waifu, Dad. Collect some coin, didn't you? Got it out then.
That's because I had a championship vlog. What's the word? Construct.
Yeah, of course you did.
There's not much. You can only lie in bed and say, I'm still here. I've got.
We looked through Bill's channel last night and we looked at injury update vlogs. Lots of them.
Back from injury
first
videos.
First day back on a bike video. There's plenty of them.
There's 3 first ride back now videos. Now he's about to do it all again. At Ed's house.
From injuries?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done a shoulder. Shoulder, a wrist.
What was the year before? Wrist twice. The wrist was 2. There was 1 when I just rested it when the first doctor reckoned it was going to get better. And then there was 1 from the surgery, and then last year from the shoulder, back from injury.
Tell us about the geezer when you first done your knee in Germany, what the physio reckoned you'd done.
Yeah, if he's about, anyone knows him, he reckoned when he was fine, and the problem was I had a muscle blockage in my back.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I'm like laid on this school desk pretty much, as school, all we could find is a massage chair. It's pressing in my back, and then he's pulling on my leg so hard. Like, nah, he's like, nah, it's strong. Look, it's strong. Fabio sat there watching him. He's going, strong. Problem is in his back. Pressing his back. He's going, knee's fine.
No.
We're looking at each other going, all right, sound. So yeah, he did quite a good job. And then he kept like pushing in random places. Stand up, is it better? And I'm going, yeah, a little bit. He goes, yeah, it looks better. It's looking better. Well, it wasn't. It turns out there was quite a bit going on. So yeah, my full ACL reconstructed. I've had my LCL tightened, my meniscus fixed, which they weren't expecting to be able to fix my meniscus, because since my crash with Manny in Budapest, my meniscus has been locked. Before that, it was just torn from the initial crash. It was torn, and then when I crashed with Manny, the way it twisted a bit, it locked fully, and then I hadn't straightened it since that crash. So they weren't expecting the meniscus to be any good, but they managed to fix it, which is a bit annoying for me in these first 2 weeks, because it means I've got to be a bit more careful than I would have had to be had it just been the ligaments. But we're progressing. That's about it.
I still think it was from when you jumped
off the bike
rather than the injury. So you've crashed,
twisted
his
ankle.
Got over the jump, you've done something, and then as you've jumped off to make a scene, you've caught your knee, and you won't admit it. I reckon like 10 years down the line, you'll go, it was that.
It definitely wasn't. The real reason I flopped was because I put my foot down the ground and nothing happened. That's how I flopped in the way I did.
Oh. What, so the other knee twisted on the bike?
No, my...
bad knee.
When I did that, I stepped off and my bad knee, like the one I'd hurt, was that foot was first to hit the ground and it just...
didn't do nothing.
Did nothing.
No.
So, yeah, 7 days in.
He's on the program.
I'm on Ed's, the Ed Warren injury recovery, good at knees, ACL yeah. rehab, he's on it. Like,
oh, I'm a knee expert on that. He's doing well. Ready. LCL's new to me. I've not really, don't know much about the LCL.
I think
the LCL just heals in the meantime.
Well, they've only tightened that anyway. I think because I'd already had that repaired at an earlier point, they said the x-ray, there's actually quite a lot of metal going on in my leg, which I was surprised. For fucking hell, he said he's really got happy inside there.
He said to me the other day, he goes, this bit here, I can't feel it. I said, oh, you might as well forget that. You're never going to get that back.
No, mine's all back now.
Oh, is it? Mine's not. Gone. Mine's back.
I tell you what is good. The mate you done on my thumb. I rate what he's done there.
You reckon?
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Any tests?
Well, yeah, I'm back riding tonight, so I've tested loads. But
any over jumps to test it?
No, I'm very cautious on the old machine at the minute. But
has that been a big decision maker in you wanting to ride a 250 then?
Back again on this subject.
You keep glazing over it. You might as well tell them.
Well, it's not much to tell, is it? Like, I like racing 250. I raced one at the end of the year. Found it quite fun.
What, now you want to have a full season?
You enjoy riding the bike or you just enjoy not having Conrad in your class?
No, it's just fun. The bike. But saying that, before I hurt my thumb and I went to Spain, I was riding that new 450. Bike's generally so good. I was like, love this. And I got healthy again. Then I've had a big setback. And now the 450 just feels so fast. And I know why it feels fast. The Hemp Road. And where I'd normally put more pressure through my handlebar and stand further forward, I'm just a little bit less confident because I don't want to put all my pressure through the handlebar through my thumb and then jar it or something. So I'm taking a little bit of pressure off, but then every time I open the throttle, the bike takes off and it, like, instead of me like being ready for it, I'm a little bit hesitant. So then the bike feels a lot faster than what it is. So I'm just like, oh, this is so fast, even though it's like no faster than what I raced it before. I've actually dulled it down, but it's and then I jumped on a 250 a couple of times the other day and it's just so much easier for me and I just puts a smile on my face.
I watched an AJ Catanzaro clip about that. Seeing like beginner riders, they're like move the head away because they're scared.
Whereas that's like what I'm doing, yeah.
Yeah, and like in a normal attack position, you put your head forward and over the handlebars, but to someone that doesn't know what they're doing, what's coming, I might be butchering his words here, but what's coming is like you don't want to move your head towards where the impact's going to be, but that's the best way to get control is to where your head's going to be. So when they like lean backwards or like move the head backwards, it like pushes the whole weight backwards. Mm. The wrist's automatically going backwards.
That's what I'm doing. Like,
that actually resonates pretty well, really. Like when you see people doing this, so like they take off in midair and their like arms are locked out straight.
Yeah, no, I see it. I coach
and you're
people
like,
as well.
I guess it is because you don't necessarily in many situations move your head towards danger, but often it is better to do that.
You like that clip?
Well, I just thought that makes sense, that, doesn't it? When you see people, how many times do you see people like come out of a corner or like especially coming into corners and they're like,
yeah,
go to sit down and attack the corner, then all of a sudden they're just like arms are straight.
Yeah, no, I see it. When I do the coaching days, you see it all the time. It's normal. But it's just, but I'm doing the same thing, you know. And I know I'm doing it, but then I'm just so worried about setting myself back. But then I got on a 250, because you don't need to be that far forward. And when you do jump on the throttle, the bike don't rip out your arm, so you can get away with being a little bit taller on the bike. I was just like, that's nice. But it's still an undecided, still not decided.
I thought it was full official.
That's not what you said.
Well, I thought it was, and then Nick told me that he was joking with me. Nah, since I think I was only having you on the other day. It's undecided because Nick obviously wants a 450 rider and a 250 riders. Kawasaki want me on the 450 because it's the new bike. They have people representing 250 class with Mal, Joel, Billy Askew, Bobby Bruce, Jack Chambers, they're all on a 250. There's one rider on a Cowie 450.
The premier class.
Premier class. Premier class, as Bill says it.
Be like the Cowie Cup in the 250s.
Yeah, but they don't want you on the 250. They've got fucking six other riders anyway.
Yeah, but they haven't got the best one, Bill.
They need a winner, don't they? No, I just generally like racing one. I got on one at the last round, and I thought, that's good fun.
I think it's better for the vlogs.
And not even because I won the race. It wasn't like, oh, that was fantastic, I won. Even if I got second that day, I'd have still gone, I had a real good time racing that bike, because just you ride it not scared, and if you're coming out of a corner and you get a bit sketchy, the bike will just go, burr, and then you think, oh, I'll get that clean the next lap. 450 when you do that, it wants to rip your arms out, and then you just scares you. And don't know, just, I can ride a 450, and then have a couple of weeks, I'll be better on the 450 as well, I'm more confident. But at this point in time, still a little bit undecided whether I race 450 or 250.
See, I watched the MXGP at the weekend, and I thought that the 250 class was a better watch because everyone's going for it, whereas the 450 class, it's a bit like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, this weekend I agree, but I don't think you can just take that.
No, but that's one what it's like as at most example. Of them. And the Brit, it's like that at the British, I would say.
100%. At the British... It's not even that I'm choosing the easier class. 450 and saying I want to race it because it's
450 Fox Hills, British. You can't really...
He's on roof. Go on, finish your point. You're on form now.
But it's not easier, the 250 class. Like, there's good riders in there. If you look at it in a way of...
It's harder racing.
If you look at it in a way of... Last year, in the British Championship, the round I done at the last round, Gifting, got second to me. He finished fifth in the World Championship the week before. If you look at in the 450 class... Is there a rider in there that can finish fifth in the World Championship that's racing the British Championship? No. So if you're looking at the class, like, what's the tougher class? It's not that the 250 class is weaker. I think I just ride a 250 better than I do a 450. And in my, where I'm getting on a bit, it's easier for me to race. You just go, you're just racing an Asia class. Shit. I don't know if you're winding me up. I think you generally believe it.
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, but why is
well,
it?
No, also,
obviously, it is the premier class.
Well,
it is, isn't it?
I like winding you up.
I think you'll have a better year riding a 250.
You don't make... Your points aren't invalid that it's easier and you come back from injury and it's easier to control and hold on. Blah, blah, blah.
So it wouldn't generally wouldn't be a conversation had I not hurt my hand, because I was generally loving life on that 450.
This geezer don't ride a 450 ever, and he's telling you to ride one.
Yeah, I do.
When? Arena, super enduro.
450 motocross bike.
Yeah, but when do you ride? You don't race a 450.
If I do enduro GP, I've used 450. I didn't actually because there wasn't one last time. Last two times I've went to do one, but the time I did use a 450.
I thought your super enduro was 450.
350.
I would use a 450. Make no difference.
Little bitch.
Yeah, but he's strong on a bike.
Not anymore, he's not. Look at him.
Well, I... No, you can't... Compare the two. When you're in peak form, a 450 is fine.
You haven't even sat on an enduro bike in the last 18 months.
It's not my job. I've been behind a camera working.
You've never rode a 450.
I wouldn't want to anyway. Exactly what you're saying pulls your arms out, all of that. I get that times 10 because I've got no ability to sit on one.
Yeah, but else I'm 100 kilograms. I physically can't ride a 250.
True.
What do you mean?
I can't change gear enough to ride a 250. No. My foot don't work. I struggle on a 350. If I ride my super enduro bike on a motocross track, especially with super enduro gear in, like, I can't do it. It winds us up.
Oh, was it?
My foot doesn't work well enough.
Yeah, I can train. I like changing gears a lot. Well, no, generally, like sometimes I was
did
going...
that, you probably wouldn't.
I was going... I wouldn't do it if I didn't like that, if I had a foot like that. When I was riding up there the other day, there's a jump, and I change up in the air... And then change back down in the air.
I do that.
Do you?
Because I use hook on to keep stay on as I sit as I take off.
Yeah, but that's dangerous, isn't it? Do you think? Not think. I do the
I
same.
Do it automatically. There's one. There's a track where I'll go. Yeah, up and then down before I even not land.
Yeah, I change up in the air and down in the air. Yeah.
I can change gear in the air. Fine, to be fair.
Weird. That one against the hedge line over the back, there, out the left, up top. Out the left, over a jump, up, down, into the corner. Nothing happens, just change up and down. Yeah, but I think it's the same. That. I think I'm I'm hooking my foot under the gear lever. But I also think that's a strange thing to do whilst riding, that we hook our foot under the gear shifter and it don't change gear sometimes.
But I think you're only, your foot's there, and then especially, you do, I think you tend to do it more if you sit down a lot. Well, you definitely do it more if you sit down a lot, because when you stood up, you're squeezing the bike more anyway. But when you sat down, on the, I do it, it's coming out of like a long left at golf. You sit down off the takeoff, and then
when you do oppos off?
No, I don't oppo off that one.
You're not?
No, that's the big one at the bottom. This one I don't really
That's out of a left.
Because the takeoff gets slippy. I did one once and it really had to panic with. Anyway, and I sit down and it, my foot just automatically finds the gear lever as I'm taking off.
Mm.
And it's already, the back wheel's already off the ground before you change up. And I guess changing up's not going to slow you down anyway.
If I do if I do a whip, it's always tucked under the gear lever.
Didn't you used to bend shifter shafts when you used to land and use the landing to change the gear?
No, that's not a good thing to do. I'd done that, that's not...
Can't imagine that goes down.
No.
I'm sure you did it.
I might have done it a couple of times by accident. It wouldn't be a...
It's not a technique you teach on the Tommy
shafts might have been. I thought, what, the actual internal shaft?
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was on a Dixon bike. You was landing and the pressure of your foot.
That jump, the jump at your house is bad for that. The one by the Super Enduro track.
Yeah, that's the exact one he bent it on. Is what I remember.
The right hander,
because you lean that way in the air, and then you feel like a right hero if you get a last minute gear change, foot down, back on the peg, and your inside foot off by the time you land. If you get that bad boy, you feel good.
No, I agree. I don't know what I was thinking about the other day, but then. I think it might have been when that mate asked me about the Supercross question, how could you do it in my AMA Supercross? And then I thought of you at that race when we raced in with the windmills. And then I thought, yeah, you could probably go all right at it if you put a bit of practice in. But then I just thought you'd not ride motocross in so long. It's weird,
not
isn't it?
Not properly. But, yeah, I mean, I did a bit this year, not enough. Not for a prolonged time, like back then. There was no races happening, so I could do it like 3 days.
Oh, yeah, it was COVID, wasn't it?
I could do it like 3 days a week, most weeks.
Yeah.
And I was loving it. Where I had a proper bike in Spain this winter, to be fair, and before Super Enduro got busy, I was riding quite a bit. And I was loving it.
Oh, no, I tell you what I was thinking a bit. I was thinking of the Super Enduro, because obviously we need to talk about that Mails.
Yeah, there's a load of questions saying, why didn't you race it?
Can we just confirm your attitude has changed since the French one to now the Newcastle one?
Easier track. But this is why I also was thinking, when I rode a bit of Super Enduro and we went out that day at Tong, and I beat you on like an easy Super Enduro track, and then I was thinking, obviously that's really, really easy and everything, the rocks and the logs or whatever, they were basically motocross track. But... And then that got me thinking onto the, yeah, but when you practice motocross, you weren't also that far off. And I wondered, had the track been, that track wasn't easy, what Mail raced at the weekend, like really difficult.
Slippy.
Slippy, like you made a
traction
lot of mistakes.
Traction-wise, it was very, very slippy.
If they had just not had the logs in the rocks, much better.
Yeah, it would have helped, especially Mel, because I... Watching him, he got stuck on that every first lap. Log every lap.
Every lap. One time he tried jumping it in the video. He just went, what? But, and the track in France was so much easier than that. Like, so much. The right-hander in France all around before the finish was just mud doubles. Wasn't even logs there, was there?
There was logs.
Yeah, it was logs on the corner.
There was logs, but they were also like, so small. Like, it was just double. Yeah.
You went double. Flat out down a finish straight. Nothing. Right.
Apart from the two jumps on that.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
We went log double, tyre jump, finish jump.
You were still just flat out pretty much, wasn't it?
Yeah, the tyre jump was actually quite not that easy because it was a bit awkward coming out of it. Then it was like a ski jump.
Well, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah. Log triple.
Yeah, and then start straight, you wheeled over one little rock. Yeah. No, you did though, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then it went right,
I'm impressed you can remember this much.
Yeah, it went right, and then there was an awkward little section where it's like chicane. That was a bit awkward. Would have been quite hard. And then you had the rock garden, because Manny crashed in that rock garden around a left-hander, which was nowhere near... That rock garden was 10 times easier than a rock garden here.
Yeah,
the matrix going down was easier than the matrix there.
Agree, but it was still not that easy. But yeah,
Mel got the Matrix nice.
But I tell you what, though, what you're also not realizing is Mel would have been also much better in France, so you would have been pushing harder and going faster than making mistakes because things would have been happening faster. Like, that's why I bet a lot of the other guys were still making I was making mistakes in France still. Like, when you look at the track difference, you're like, oh, if you can get around Newcastle without making many mistakes, you shouldn't make a single mistake in France.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But because things are coming at you so much faster.
Yeah, but as a motocross rider, you get into it and then you get a bit of intensity and then all of a sudden you start piecing bits together, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it definitely would have been better for him, but I think he was still made.
The only thing that Mel was cocking up was that rock garden, because the next little Matrix, he got a line through there. The next bit was a double and a double, which he could do.
Wasn't even doing that in the race.
Yeah, well, in the heat race he did. Not the LCQ. Then the next section was a rock climb and a straight fine, and then he got the Matrix quite good at the end of the
night. Yeah.
So it was only that one section.
What's so hard there is the same as if he would have had no feeling. He's just gone from walking the track, everyone, to driving 10 foot into that rock garden.
With a brand new set of Tech 10 boots on.
Didn't help him. And then just going, all right, I'm stuck. And then he's gone around one more bit of 10 foot bit of dirt to got stuck again.
Yeah,
he just got no flow, and then he just stopped after a lap and just went.
He had 6 minutes.
The second your bike comes out,
His first lap was 3 minutes. He only had six.
Mm. But if he had to say, like, when I go to Tong, I know the track, you cannot compare the two. But if you ride around and you get warm, and then all of a sudden you get a bit of confidence,
and then you jump in,
and go.
It's true.
At Super Enduro, same as at Arena Cross, you literally go rev the bike up in the pits. Your sort of nerves are so high. You feel awful. You get on the track, the little bit of dirt, you rev the throttle once, the bike almost goes off to the side, and you just think everything is 10 times more sensitive.
Agree.
Same as at Arena Cross and that. As soon as you pull on track, you're like, oh.
Newcastle as well, the dirt was
sticky.
Not even grabby, grabby, but almost not like grabby where it pulls you side to side and into roots. You just stick to it. It was like a vacuum cleaner. Constantly.
Yeah, it was. But my attitude, has... Because I don't think I've been no better than Mel. Like, especially not at the end of the night.
Do you reckon?
Well, what do you mean?
Obviously.
Why would you say obviously?
You would have been no better than him at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But also, he was terrible in first practice.
Yeah, but you would have given up.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You would have got stuck in the rock garden.
He definitely moaned less than what I would have moaned, yeah.
You pulling your bike out the rocks, after two goes, you'd have gone, no way.
No, I wouldn't have been able to lift it out.
And then you would have just half-assed the LCQ, and then you wouldn't have qualified.
You reckon?
Yeah, there's no way you'd have qualified.
No, but I think I would have practiced more than Mel. Because Mel just turns up and has a go. Like, even at motocross, apart from this year, he's in Spain now. So he's doing a bit of practicing. But normally, I prepare for something I'm going to do. I think if I would like to do another one. Well, obviously, I didn't race that one. But
August the 10th, you can do one.
August, yeah, that one's perfect for you.
Yeah, it is. But put effort in.
Yeah, well, we're going
to
read.
To practice it.
There's another event on August the 3rd, which I could get you an invite to if you're really interested.
What we actually said the other night.
In Newcastle as well.
I'm not allowed to say any more.
When we was flicking through Billy's vlogs as well, we come across the Super Enduro track build. So we said that we're going to rebuild that, and then you can practice for August the 10th.
Oh, so you can come back to some before you start riding and have a real cut of good vlogs track, out of that. Like,
two lanes that are actual training and the rest just jumps and shit. Cool jumps.
Yeah, I agree. Because like it needs riding.
Nice stuff. Waste of space.
Because I bought that weed killer. Should be arriving today.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. You're supposed to arrive a week ago.
Well, yeah, delayed shipping.
Fuck off. Have you actually bought that?
No, not yet. Shit, but I will buy that.
That's like that lens that he said he was going to buy for 2 years.
The most useless human being on this whole entire planet.
You spent money on building a track, then you're going to let it grow with weeds.
I'm not going to. I'm buying that weed killer.
All right. Well, you're not leaving here until it's bought.
All right, buy it today. £1,600 on weed killer.
It's not a weed killer. £1,600.
That's the whole thing.
The whole machine. £1,300. You got it for life.
No, no. And I'll be able to sell it if I don't want it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, still worth something.
Should we call them up now and get them Bluetooth? We can order it on the phone live.
Yeah, we're on a podcast here. We've got about 200,000 listeners. Any chance you want to do a deal and we'll tell everyone where they can go and buy a weird killer?
Oh, that'd be a good idea. That'd be good,
no, I'd rather see you get your credit card.
Tell him you've got a channel and you'll put it all over your channel and you'll get them 30,000 views.
No, but I'm looking at it in the long grand scheme of things. Every year track overgrows, don't ride it. Then I have to pay $5,000-$6,000 to get it rebuilt and then it just goes on or I have a big
Alf,
job on.
Alf needs it for the his progression. Think of the years you're going
to
get out of it.
This track's not going to be good for Alf.
It's good for you. Rocks. Managed to get you
he
to second.
He just said he needs to get on a trials bike.
Yeah, trials bike, yeah.
That's what we're building a super enduro track with some trials sections.
Trials is important in progression for my Alf. What, we need trials. We need more technical. He just wants to ride smooth ground at the minute. Essex works only. And he needs... Took him to a rough track. Sam's the other day. Had some ruts.
No good.
He stopped. He just stopped in front of him and says, Dad. And I says, you can do it. I says, you can go through there, Alf. And he started crying. I said, what's up with you?
What, did you slap him across the top of the helmet?
No, I didn't say nothing. He just started crying. No, and I sort of said, like, not aggressively, but I said, Alf, go through there. And then he just broke down. And
oh, you've schoolboy dadded him.
Yeah, I have a little bit. And I said,
and poor kid's traumatised.
Yeah, and I said, what's the matter? And he was crying. You shouted at me. I said, I didn't. I just said, because I know you can go through there. I just said, you can do it. And then that was it. We packed up and went home.
Oh, bad
dad.
And
he said, that's why I want to go to the indoor track. That was it. So this week.
So you've been up there 6 weeks, 4 times in the last 5 days.
2 hour drive up this morning, 2 hour drive back, 4 hours in a van for about 30 minutes on his electric bike. I'm in.
You're all in.
He had a good day though.
You need to get the motorhome ordered next.
I'd actually need to get onto it.
And a spare, he needs a spare bike as well.
We do it because the battery went flat today, and that was more tears because Zach turned up and he had a PW. He got there a bit late, and Alf's battery went flat after about 5 laps of riding with him, and that was tears.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's probably because you didn't charge it. Just like you don't charge your cameras.
He done like an hour and a half of riding today. But you need 2 batteries for them, Mum.
Where's that hour just come from? Because it was 30 minutes fucking. The last sentence.
I was.
Yeah, and the drive's 4 hours when it was only.
It was 3.5 hours when he
first
got
here. No, it was two.
Talk shit, Bill.
2 hours there, so 1.5 hours back is what I got told before.
Yeah, that was true. What did I say? 2 and 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine to just large up a bit, make stories better. But he did ride for an hour and a half. That was more realistic.
Good story, yeah.
True.
He loves it up there. It's nice, isn't it? But yeah, it's easy to go schoolboy dad. So it's hard to just watch him do it wrong every time. Like I can't just watch him go through the rollers, sat down there, just bang, 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 head forward, back, bobbing. Forward, back. Yeah, and I'm just like, stand up. And then he does it. And then like 3 laps later, I sit down. You can't, it's not good if you just watch him go through it, sat down doing that.
Problem is, you know too much. But like you said before, when your dad used to take, you just didn't know nothing about bikes.
He would never have told me to stand up.
It's worse when they start doing jumps because... Well, it was for my sister. She'd hit jumps, sat down, and it would be so dangerous.
Yeah, but like, what'd
she
say?
Dangerous. And I'm like, stand up off that one, and then she'll clear it, sat down. Not even bat an eye. I'm like, that's good, but maybe stand up off that one. Burp. Burp. Just like blipping over the lip, stood up, and I'm like, and then 3 laps later, she's back to seat bouncing into the fucking moon. And you're like,
ugh. It's hard to. It's what do you say without keep going on? Because I follow him round on the bike, so I'm on bike behind him, and I just
my
literally
bike.
Yeah,
is
your
that what
bike.
You didn't want to say then. No.
I've really ruined your fuel cap this morning. I've got a screwdriver in there, and I've snapped.
But I didn't. Why?
It's broke. This fuel cap. Mel said the only way you can get that off is to put a screwdriver in it, jam it up.
But I didn't know them fuel caps. How are you supposed to take it off?
The CRF 125 caps are known for being a bit of a pain in the ass.
You normally just unscrew it, like any fuel cap.
They've got like, you know, like when you've got a cow pollen, it's got that click release. They go like that. They just go.
So you just couldn't get into the.
No.
They do break.
The quick, whatever's gone, it just turns. It was slipping on the thing, so you can't do it. So then you had to get a screwdriver in. Now I've just got a little plastic. It's not got the. It still works. But
thanks.
You need a new fuel cap if you want to order one.
Diamond Minis make them. You should get one off Mel.
Yeah, I'll order one off Mel. But
yeah, just like you'll order that weed killer machine.
No,
and that lens.
Why is it a fact?
You actually got the lens in the end.
Fact.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
Your mum got it, yeah?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, why?
A fact. I've got a better plan. I'll have 800 quid and you can keep the bike.
I don't want that bike. It's smothered. Cracks and bangs everywhere I go.
So I've got a KLX 110 for sale if anyone wants to buy one of them. Let us know. Message Ed.
Don't be ruined as well. I wouldn't buy that if I was
anyone. Roxy's bike. I've never even rode it. Once I snapped the mudguard and she shouted at us and I never rode it again.
Oh, so it's, what, and you bought it brand new for Roxy?
Well, no, Mel fucking pulled my eyeballs out of it.
Oh, did he?
It was Diamond Mini brand new, and then I've rode it 5 times. So if anyone wants that, message Ed or the Kex page.
No, shopbb57@gmail.com.
Email shopbb57 and Ed will get back to you. He'll vet you to see if you're a serious customer.
Will I?
Yeah.
What else?
We'll get your order history up first and see if you've ordered any merch, to see if you're a true fan, to see if you're eligible to buy it.
Do you know what I was doing this morning whilst I put that thing online and it sparked off that someone had put your bike for sale. So I started having a look for it. And then I got sidetracked and started looking for other stuff on eBay.
Of mine?
Yeah. There's loads of shit for yours to sell. There's a Tommy Sale 2006 Molson Kawasaki jersey for 400 quid.
Wow.
Some Answer motocross pants.
No, the Answer gear and stuff, I give all that away to someone. They're trying to sell
that's
that.
That's what I mean. It looks like the same bloke. It's on the same wall.
Wow.
He's had a lot of that stuff up for a long time.
Have you ever searched? I'm going to search mine.
So, yeah, there's a few shirts of yours for sale on eBay that you've given away.
The 2006 one's a good shirt there for 400 quid.
You reckon?
Well, I just don't know. If you like me and you like shirts.
Why don't you buy it back?
I've got one.
Have you?
I've got all my gear still. All my gear, all my helmets. One from every year. And then, what else I got on there of mine?
I'm just looking now.
No, but one time I give a load of old gear to...
Some posters, autographed posters.
I think it's Bob in Northampton. I'll give him a load of gear and he might have it up.
American one.
$1.
$1.99.
But yeah, that a lot of
this is for sale
stuff,
as well.
Bottoms. That's come down in price.
Yeah, you're 250, 2001 from VMXDN. Is that your spare one? Or is that your race one?
They're both very similar.
Well, it's come down from 16.5 grand to 13,950.
Cheap bike that now. That's cheap, isn't it? Well, it's not cheap, but...
It's more than a brand new one.
Yeah, what else you got to say then? Because
I've got some questions, if you want me to answer them.
Do some questions, because I've done nothing, really, but... done nothing, yeah. Rode a little bit, riding, bum's all right.
What's Billy's plans? When does he think he'll be back from injury?
Long.
Don't know, second half of the year, at least.
Still going to try and race an outdoor?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do something else other than that, but I'll be at at least a couple of outdoor races. Don't know which one.
Yeah, we'll see how your progress goes, will we?
Ed's the best person to ask for that because he's in charge of when I'm allowed to do stuff.
No, I'm not. Nothing to do with
it. You should get Red Bull to pay Ed as a...
nurse.
No, like, just a physio, like a
I could
guidance.
Do even being a physio, to be honest, because... Get knots. I get tight, so tight in the back.
The amount of stuff I've done for you this week, I'm not rubbing your leg.
You might as well.
What did Tommy and Ned fall out about last week, and have they made friends?
Did you cut that out of my video, didn't you, when I said about it in the video?
Yeah, I didn't think it needed to be said.
Well, no, I didn't. I thought you said about
What did Tommy and Ned fall out about? No, I just said, fuck you. and my answer's...
Bring it up.
Yeah, my answer's still the same.
you just get angry again.
Incompetent man.
so it just kills the mood again.
Well, I'm just trying to read the question.
When you're two together, I'm the one that gets picked on every time. I've already seen it this week because you're both at home together.
Well, how have we picked on you?
What are you about?
I just feel the vibe. I just don't even want to write in the chat.
I just asked you if you got any vlog stuff. I was going to help you edit a video and you hadn't got one.
No, I hadn't.
I've been nothing but nice. I told you need to promote your merch and get some sales going.
Well, yeah, but I feel awkward promoting stuff when I'm not riding.
Well, you are riding again now. You're 250 Tom. We'll make a t-shirt, 250 Tom.
Do riding in a hoodie. Hoodie season post.
Yeah. Well, just next question.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Too much for you, overwhelmed.
Well, I just don't want to constantly try and sell stuff when I'm not. It's so easy, isn't it? If you're winning, you've done a world champion with a new t-shirt, hey, moo, pink hat. Like, it's just easy. Everyone's, you're the boy. Wait 2 months' time when you try to stand a flog a little. Don't know, you could probably run with it because you're still world champion, you're still different. You're at a different point in your career than what I'm at to sell merch.
Clip that up and put a link to mine because that was worth it. There, new t-shirt, new pink hat.
Why, are you going to do one?
Might as well.
Oh, fucking hell. Since starting YouTube, what has changed the most for you all?
Fuck all.
Really? In bank accounts, a bit healthier, isn't it? Fuck.
Nah, he's always been cashed.
No, that's not true. A lot's changed. Not the bank account.
You've extended your career by 4 years.
Yeah, I would not be racing now without doing YouTube. I've said it on here before, but 100% not. That I don't know, but I tried filming a video. I say it brings a lot of fun, which it does, and it gives me a thing. But I've struggled lately with it, like. Do you go through stages when you're filming and that, and you just think, oh no?
I struggle at Super Enduro because they're all very similar.
That's exactly how I feel whenever you do anything of
and
the same.
And I don't, and like, I'm like, fuck. Like, my biggest decision to make is whether I start the vlog on Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. Other than that, it's like the same shit happens at every round.
Do you know the most fun I have making a video, whether I'm filming a bit of it, editing it, or you boys are doing some of it, is when it's nothing to do with a race and it's just at a practice track or just somewhere.
Don't
for
know
the
what's
day.
Coming then.
Yeah, and also, it doesn't really matter. A race, you feel like you've got such little time to like film this, do that, get that shot. Oh, what did you miss practice?
Yeah, I agree. I would like to be.
Well, I don't know. Say traveling around doing it. I'd like to be doing fun stuff and filming vlogs. That'd be cool to like go places that you want to go to and you've actually got no schedule and you're filming. Do you know, like mountain bikers, they can go there or they can go like places and film. That'd be quite good. Filming, just because I don't go away as much as you or do things. I'm going to the same practice track. I'm going to Ed's. I'm going to Essex where I go that. So it's quite hard.
My schedule is a lot more varied than it is. Also, my other than Super Enduro, my races are so much different, like completely different places, different setups, different schedules, different lengths, different bikes. Like there's... I have a lot. I feel quite lucky in the fact how much I have to talk about or feature into mine.
Your mind's the same.
I feel like a year for you where you didn't actually have to race, like say, I don't know, whenever you retire, where you're still involved in bikes, you still ride a bike,
so much.
And then you still vlog, that would be a cool year.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because that'll open up so many opportunities to do other things other than I can't this week, so I've got Fat Cats or whatever in 2 weeks that I need to prepare for and I've got to ride 6 days a week and blah, like... I feel like a year.
I think you could grow
sabbatical both our channels, from racing.
But I've thought this for so long. Like, you could 100% grow and get and see so much more benefit from the channel if you didn't have to race. Like, I think you could. From like
so
financial
much,
side,
there's just so much out there to do.
What you could do, yeah, yeah.
Where you could ride bikes in the world.
Yeah, and also if you didn't
way
have
more to do.
A manufacturer telling you these are the only motorcycles you can ride.
Yeah, that's well, it's not a problem, but it's just how it is. Like you ride a few different bikes. Like you like my two stroke, my 350, my Super Enduro bike. They're a little bit, they differ. Like my number, I ride a carry 450.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to just go full rogue, wouldn't it? Like just
yeah, be able to ride anything, ride test any anything, do anything.
Or like just turn up somewhere and like lend me this bike. Oh, yeah,
if you had no bike contract.
Yeah, I think about that all the time.
Yeah, it'd be fun, especially for you. Like enter any race on any bike.
Yeah.
And just have a crack, see what happens. If it blows up,
think
blows
about
up.
It as well. Like you could have like monthly contracts with different teams to do like.
Well, that's a little bit like Matey does. Carlson in America, what's his name? He's got a Red Bull helmet now. He's doing like he's doing a bit of like that.
Yeah.
He's a lot of the old bikes, but he's literally riding anything.
He's growing fast. I actually thought like when he was on Red Bull and he started posting a lot, and I was like, boy, he's gonna go bigger than all the racers before long. Like following wise. I think he's already up to like 600,000.
Mate, he had a good crack as well. I liked it
because I remember when he signed Red Bull, I was looking and I'm like, boy, this whole concept is so good. Like I think he'll be at 1 million followers soon.
Yeah, because he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's free, and whatever he does is fucking sick.
And he can meet with riders, race riders, like turning up on an 85, riding with Roxanne and then riding his 125, then going racing day in the dirt, then racing in the desert.
Whatever he wants, and he's also got the leg up from Red Bull still.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the door open, and plus whatever bike he rides is fucking sick to watch. Like, whatever.
I feel like that's like what Matt Jones does in mountain biking. Like, Red Bull help him go to any event. Downhill, slope style, blah, blah, blah. And he does a bit of everything. Doesn't compete.
But I think his main following and that is coming from what he does himself.
Yeah, I know. But he obviously competed and started YouTube and then stopped.
Yeah, but his actual, what people know him for, I feel like, is it's not going and doing random events. It's not even doing slope style competitions, like, which is where he obviously came from. It's from digging jumps.
No, but the actual question was, what's changed? And in his way, it's changed the doors it's opened.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, what it needs to do for you.
Yeah, in future. But I need to
learn how to charge your batteries first.
Yeah. And be a bit more. It's just so sometimes I just really struggle. Like today, I'm like, I'm going to do a little bit of vlogging today. So I've got up. And then Kip was up a bit in the night. And then I just thought, I'm going to take my camera, but right now, the last thing I want to do is start talking to this camera. Because it's just early, and then you get to the track, and then it's like, okay. But if you was out and about and doing things, and you got your mates there and the thing, and you're doing it, it's completely different. At the minute, it's like normal everyday life, and then bosh, camera up. Right, we're here. Thingy, it's more difficult. Two kids at home jumping up. Pardon?
You could fake it. You could have done your intro, then came here, and then said, right, I'm off to SX Works.
No, I know, but
we don't fake shit around here.
Vlog's real. It's real life. It's what I do. It's not like I'm here, I'm not here, but I am here for you.
Yeah, fucking do the job properly. I don't do it all.
Your issue is you don't watch YouTube enough to understand it.
No. I watch Nicky and Vlad on YouTube.
Yeah, see, they're not going to get you nowhere.
Well, if I could have their channel over mine, I would.
What, testing toys?
They get a lot of views. But no, YouTube's changed a lot. In some ways, it's made me earn more money from racing bikes again. I definitely wouldn't be getting paid from some of the people I get paid now from without it.
I get asked that quite a bit when I'm at a race. People go, is it worth doing the YouTube? And it's hard to answer, but in terms of actually what you make from YouTube itself,
no.
In terms of what it brings you in, you know, raising your profile and being more valuable to other sponsors. Yeah.
It's just actually quite nice to do them and people enjoy watching them.
You don't want to do them though.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
If you want to do them, it's sick.
Yeah,
it's fun.
What I mean, it's not about, I don't feel like I have to do them. It's like, I want to do something because I want to keep the channel up and other people to enjoy watching it. I never once do I think I need to do another video because I need to get more money from YouTube.
No, definitely not. But if that's that's the whole thing. That's not wanting to do them. That's wanting to make money.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You got to want to do them because you enjoy it, 100%.
Do you think Mark Morris likes doing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does good videos.
Well, I like his videos. The thing, like, we watch them. Yeah. We watch them.
Mm.
Just shows, like, people that don't, are scared, I don't know if scared's the right word, but, like, think that they want to do them, but just put it off or whatever. Like, I guarantee more people will watch it than
I love the Mark Morris video. I wait for it to come out, and I think, here we go.
I watch everything. Like, doesn't matter.
Who's your new man you found this week?
Trials guy.
He's found a new trials man. He told me last night.
Here by the sounds of his voice. He goes practicing beginner road trials for a year and just vlogs when he goes. What goes? There's a trial. Good.
There's a new bloke that Calvin Fletcher sent me. He's Instagram and he's just started riding motocross.
Really?
Has he sent it to you or not? No. He just put love watching this bloke. And there's a bloke that got a motocross bike like 3 months ago, and he goes to all the track. He wears a GoPro with a microphone. And he's doing laps of these tracks, and he's like, oh my God, ruts! He's going, this is my nemesis! And he comes up to these ruts, and he just goes, oh, I'm getting cross-rated, I'm down again. And
yeah, well, that's the thing, like, we're not even seeing it like this, like, we're taking the piss out of them. Like, I love watching shit like that. It might have a few hundred views, but, like, I'm like, that guy he's enjoyed making that video. He's enjoyed filming it. He's enjoyed riding his trials bike. He's enjoyed putting it together. He's proud of it because he shared it. Like, fucking good on him.
We watched normal telly, the other night. We lasted, 35 minutes?
Not even.
Got to go. Turn it off.
I've never watched
shite.
It's unbelievably shit.
I've got a Sky package. I don't even know where the Sky remote is.
I told Eddie, and he could, might as well get rid of his Sky package.
Yeah. The only thing I've got is Eurosport.
Hmm. I don't have that package. Mine, I've got it, but I've not got the
first one of Sky.
It's not a mine, I promise.
Eurosport will be.
He'll have 1 to 5 in the box, and that's about
it. Eurosport comes on.
I've got Sky Internet, and it's £30 a month, and doesn't come on Eurosport. Because I can't watch it. Alan Sam's races on Eurosport. Yeah, I can't watch them.
Yeah, you don't. You can't watch anything. You wait for. You want a login for that? You didn't even pay for MXGP this time. Where you had to.
Yeah, I paid for both.
Oh, did you do both this year?
Fuck you. I actually
hate I've it. Done 4 years of that for us.
Fuck you.
That's good. I see it pop up in my email, and you've now watched the MXGP package. What a lovely job.
I do the Super Enduro every year. I buy that package.
The Motor World TV one is good, we can all use it, though.
Yeah, it's really good. It's not good for the person that pays, though.
No, we're probably fucked now. He'll cancel it on when he sees this.
My cousin beat Tommy in 2001 and he still goes on about it now. It was before his pro status, mind.
What's his name?
Danny Dark Currens?
Don't know. 2001, what bike would I have been on? I first come up here in, 2005?
Yeah.
I'd be on a... Goes quick before that. 2008, 2009, that was... So I'd have been 12. 85. Probably did. I got beat as a kid. It wasn't like I was always the best all the time.
That's what's made you better.
Well, yeah, I just used to race every week. It wasn't like... I would always race for the win. I'd never be like... I could win every weekend, but it'd always be a race. I'd never just smoke everyone by like a minute.
That's what you need to get Alf in a race then, straight away.
He had a race today with Zach. It's his first competitor.
What is it? Still 6 you've got to be to race motocross? Has it changed that limit now? Because in trials, you can compete at 4.
Yeah, you can compete at 4 in some races. Callum Swan's just made Moto Mavericks, a new little kids' championship where you can compete at 4. I don't want him competing. I'm generally worried that he wins everything now. He's obsessed with winning. But the problem is, I let him win everything. So when he's going to go get beat, he's going to be distraught. Like little Zach here, first time around the track today. He's got a PW, he's gone round and he's outright speed's probably faster than Alf, but he don't use his brakes, so he comes around the corner so fast and Alf's just learned to use his brakes.
Found the brakes now, he's found the last time I watched him.
But weirdly enough, he uses his brakes with his outside 3 fingers. So I'm trying to, I could get him getting out of this habit real quick. So his outside 3 fingers use his brake, and he also brakes and throttles at the same time, so the bike goes through the corner. And
that's what Stan does.
Really? And I just need him to... He beat Zach today. He went past Zach. Literally, Zach had pulled on the track like 2 corners before. I've passed him anyway. And then at the end, he went, "I beat you." I was like, "You can't say that, Alf." I was like, "You both rode really well. Zach's first time here, and you've been here 3 times, haven't you? But Zach was really good. But he just wants to win everything. So he's going to get humbled quite quickly when he goes to a race meeting, bless him, because he's not. He only cruises around.
What about when Callum Swan's lad beats him?
Well, he would just destroy him because he's just done a lot more riding.
You need to give him that humbling quick then.
Yeah, he needs to learn. I try and teach him a little bit and say, like, you can't win everything.
Is that in between shouting at him?
No, that's just trying to teach him that you can't win all the time, can you?
No, you can't. Can you, Bill? You have, though, for 4 years in a row.
What?
He's won for 4 years in a row.
Not outdoors.
All right, fucking hell.
Well,
fucking Roxy.
He's bigging you up. Well, does Roxy give you a grief about outdoors?
Yeah, all the time.
Does she?
The time anyone praises us.
Will she be giving you grief next week at your wedding?
Hope not. Everything's under control, I think. She sounded very calm on the phone earlier.
Is it all sorted? Are you ready?
What, she's gone through the mad, what do they call it? Bridezilla stage, and now she's calm, ready.
It's remarkably calm this afternoon.
Oh, really?
I reckon the last 48 hours is going to be manic when people start turning up.
The last 48 hours has also been fucking manic, so fuck knows what the next 48 hours is like.
She's just relaxing, and then she's going to get you again when you get
What's
there.
What's the schedule now? Is she just chilling or still busy?
I think she's fairly chilling now. She's been busy, though. It's fucking mad how much shit they have to do. Like, mad.
Like, I'd done the majority for mine.
I'm fucking sure you did. Like, it's mental how much they
do. It's like taking on a job, isn't it?
It is mental how much shit she's had to do. Like, I'm generally mesmerised and just like, wow.
I mean, it's a lot of
seems mad, all that for one day.
How many people in total?
I think 140.
It's a lot, but then it's not a lot. I think I had 110. And
yeah, I think
like
if it
minimal.
Had it been in England, it would have been a lot more. Well, it would have been, but it's filtered out a lot of the shit having to go there. A lot of the riffraff.
So anyone that's not going from England, you're riffraff.
Well, yeah, it's filtered out
a lot.
It's
worse than my moron comment, because they're actually your friends, some of them. I'd never say that.
It was a joke.
Well,
it wasn't really.
I hope it doesn't offend anyone. What else we got? Come it's on, a Ed, tough old thing because I've not raced.
Yeah, there's
You've
not
long. Raced.
What's Ed been doing?
Everyone, well, there's
Stuff
a few.
That keks.
There's a few questions.
But you've got loads to talk about. You've done the Super Enduro Championship. You bust your knee.
Yeah, but that's all they're asking about, his knee.
Yeah, but do they want anything else? I've told you I didn't diff what I've done. I wasn't allowed. Well, for some, Husky said don't release details of your knee, which I thought was a bit silly.
When you first did it?
Well, no, there's Husky Racing side, which is very old school, as you would expect, don't release details, which I'm not saying I agree with, but I would expect them to be like that.
Mm.
And then at the same time, I'm still like laid in, not in hospital, but like the APC, not figuring out exactly what I've done, what's best to do in like the meet the.
Oh, this was when you first done
it. The brand side, fucking, there's YouTube videos out, there's 3 reels being posted, I'm tagged in 6 stories, and I'm like, all right, mint, well, like half of you's lot's telling us not to say anything, other half of you's lot.
Yeah, because you didn't tell anyone what you did until now, really.
Yeah, well, they asked.
Interview on Enduro 21 the day after you won, saying that you was done your ACL and you're having this surgery and that.
Yeah, but that was after.
That's like the first time it was.
I don't know why they would care though.
Release. I think that was just literally the copy and pasted from the Husky press release, but I didn't care. Like either way,
competitors.
It just pisses me off. Like they made sure they got that out soon after the surgery. To be fair, because I said that I don't care what we choose to do. The only thing that annoys us is when there's silence, because like it's not like. That's what looks the most weird, because I'm not silent online ever.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the stupidest thing to me. That's why I actually spoke with them and we decided like Wednesday morning they would make their press release. So then everything else.
Who was silent online? You after your op?
No.
No, he said like, if he does go silent, it looks stupid.
And like when was it? It was when I did my shoulder. Oh, because when I did my shoulder...
I used to go silent after a GP.
Yeah, no. And I used to always think it was silly.
You used to sit there with your little phone and just write your thing and write it, rewrite it, then not post it, then look at it again and then think, shall I post that? Yeah.
Tough weekend.
Bad weekend.
Not what
two
I
shit starts.
More next time.
Hopefully. Have a go next week.
Back next week. And there's
again next week.
Silence until next week.
It's hard.
Yeah, but you used to get way more shit than I ever got, than I have ever got.
Yeah, you was never around when MX Tracks was about. MX Tracks was an online forum and you could slander people in there and he used to get absolutely...
No, I was... MX Tracks, I used to be hyped up.
No, but then you did get slandered a bit.
Right now, I don't think.
Yeah.
That was, it closed down before I got hated.
I got one the other day. I put up my story. That's also annoys myself when I do that because I'm like,
yeah, why have you singled out one bad
there's
comment?
So many nice comments.
1,000 comments.
Yeah, it annoys myself doing that, but I don't know. You just feel better for doing it. Like, it pisses us off. Like, it doesn't. I generally find it funny.
I don't.
I do because I just find it funny. I just think, like, you're a fucking.
You got
idiot.
One the other day.
Yeah, no.
So I read
but
it.
I was going to go back to that. I almost found it because I was like, how's he seen that? I've not seen that because sometimes I don't check. On if I go on YouTube, I'll check it for like the first day or so and then I won't check the comments again.
For God's sakes, I wish videos of you wouldn't keep popping up. I can't be dealing with you. I think it's because I watch proper videos like Billy Bolt one, who is a nice, funny guy. Tommy is an absolute tit and full of himself.
Yeah, see, he's all right.
Yeah, that's a fine comment. That's not a bad comment. At least he's put it out there well.
Why don't you reply to him and just put, thanks, mate? Means a lot.
Because I haven't replied to the other comments around his comment. So if I just reply, I just think you're increasing the chance of more people. Sometimes a lot of, when I used to go back into someone, they'd just write, never thought you'd reply. How's it going, mate? And I'm like.
Well, that'd be you. You'd be friends for life after that, were you?
Yeah, then I'm just like, all right, mate, yeah, what's happening? Like, do you just have a decent combo?
Yeah, but it annoys myself when I give time to them and you don't necessarily give time and appreciation to the positive comments. You just think that's not really fair on all the nice people. But the one the other day, I just thought, oh, fuck you. You can.
What did he say?
Chupendua posted that I was going to be hosting the POV lap. And the guy, then there was like, will you tune in or tune in at 6:30? And the guy definitely won't be tuning in if Billy Boat's presenting it. That guy's so full of himself or something like that.
I think he might
wasn't
be
the
back.
Same bloke that messaged me, was he?
I honestly think he's dropped a comment here. What, do you remember his name?
Dropped a comment where? In this chat?
Yeah. Is Billy's ego that big he needs two mechanics?
I need what?
Two mechanics.
You're up. Is that how to see what someone's put?
No, the rest of it says, is Billy's ego that big he needs two mechanics or does Johnny owe him money? He took Mark.
It's still, it's almost as bad.
Yeah, there's more to the story there, though.
Is there? Wait, do you know the person that's wrote it?
No, I don't, but I know Johnny and Mark fell out.
Johnny just likes doing everything himself because he likes to be able to beg about it in his vlogs anyway.
Woo!
No, I'm not denying he works hard. Like,
fucking hell, I thought you were old friends.
This is naughty. This is Goose Cup. Chop this up. Chop this up. This is Enduro beef.
We're all mates, but we all fucking hate each
other. He works fucking well hard, but if he didn't whinge about fucking doing it, what else would he
talk about?
Exactly. But no, he does. I have seen him being at his house, and I'm like, wow, you're still. Just getting his own bikes ready for races, that's the shit part. Like, I don't.
But that's only to save a couple of quid.
Yeah, no.
That's not like I'm just grafting away. That's. But maybe he's, I don't know, the financial position. Maybe he just likes saving money. It's nice sometimes to save a bit of money.
You'd love to save a bit of money. Yeah, you try and book a hotel about breakfast every time so you can steal the breakfast to save 20 quid.
Yeah, I take a lot of satisfaction when it comes through. In the morning, I just think, brilliant.
That rarely comes through these days, though.
Every one at Arena Cross, he's done it.
Nah.
You do well, especially in England.
Nah, I think we got a lot of them. I even said to the woman at reception, she said, are you having breakfast? And I said, no.
This is at Wembley.
I said, we like to try and get that free in the mornings. What are our chances in this hotel? And she went, quite high, I reckon. she was like, let me know how you get on tomorrow. And I said, yeah, I will.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's the receptionist. Fucking brilliant. And then I asked her, so I said, is there anywhere good to eat around here? And she said, yeah. Then she pointed out a few restaurants. She went, don't eat here.
That's what she said.
That's, yeah, I've got a lot of time for that.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good. Bless her.
So we got free breakfast. No, little things sometimes, just nice. A little saving every now and again. We get got so often that just a little saving's not... it's not about the money you've saved. It's just about the... just doing it, just feeling like...
I quite like filling my van up and just driving off, to be fair.
I haven't done that for ages.
That's a joke.
I don't think you can get away with that. I've done a car park.
I'll tell you what, I did Wembley as well. I felt like I'd done that. Have you been in them Amazon shops where you feel like a thief?
Madness. I went in the one last year there and I was
same. I walked in and took a bottle of water and a few bits and like obviously scanned the app. Then you walk out and...
I was testing it. I was picking stuff up and putting it back on the shelves.
And it actually is mental. And it come through bang on what you got.
It can't. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know how it worked. I don't
clever.
Been there, but...
Clever.
So you just have to have the Amazon shop app or any Amazon app.
It's an Amazon account.
Just an Amazon account.
Scan it.
Just scan it.
I think it opens a barrier. Take what you want out. Put it in your pocket. You just off the shelf, in your pocket, walk out.
Walk straight out the door.
Knows what you've got.
And then for like 30 minutes... nothing, and then I got the notification of the three things I'd picked up and payment.
Do you reckon the whole world would go like that? Surely not.
Don't know.
I wonder if anyone's scoped out a way.
Kex
to like
won't go like that. I won't be letting anyone rifle through the old Kex like that.
No, but someone must have found a way to.
The dirt store shop was like that at Newcastle.
Yeah, it was. Need to get better at laying that out.
Yeah, that was take what you want off the shelf, stick it in your pocket, and crack on.
Did we find out?
No notifications, no payment later.
Did you speak with Nick how much?
I think a few bits got stolen there, yeah.
A few bits. Not too much. I think a few pairs of Liat goggles.
Eight t-shirts.
Eight of your t-shirts.
How do you know?
Because they sold out. So I know how many they had.
Ah.
And how many they actually sold
for. Did you say no? I gave you.
Split the difference.
Oh, you split the difference?
I haven't even. I put Ed in charge of attending to them numbers, and he hasn't got around to it yet.
That's just.
I don't know what you've.
That's
sent
trying
them.
An error, though. You know, next time not to let people in. That was nuts, though. The problem was it was just too busy. It was
very, very busy.
Too many people at one time. It's not like a trade show where you're like, oh, it's busy in there. I'm going to walk through. Everyone wanted it all as they walked in, and then when you was there, and then all of a sudden the rest of the night they sat in the thing. It went like busy for 1 hour, dead for 4 hours, if you know what I mean. Just need a don't know how you do that. More people, more tills.
Yeah, do it like Arena Cross, where it's behind the till.
Mm.
Pass it to them. Point and pass.
Live and learn.
We've got a few questions about what's coming up on Kex.
Okay, mate, you crack on with that one then.
Well, I got some
you just fire away. You
some
read
socks.
It off.
Some socks are yours coming.
Yeah, they're all right. And they're nice actually.
Some.
I think the socks have got more comfy.
How do you reckon? Combed cotton there.
Oh, so they are a different sock.
Yeah.
A bit thicker.
They're nice.
Yeah. Are they all like that, or you still got the normal ones, or just the new ones?
No, they're all made now the same, all comb cotton.
Changed manufacturer?
Or
just new, same place, new material?
Same supplier, new factory. Bree, he likes Bree's Kex.
Yeah, dude,
are they out
Bree's
yet?
Kex.
Yeah, they're out.
Oh.
I've spoke to a couple of people, and they rate them as well.
Mm, they go well.
They, they're a bit very rarely wear... The other ones, although I equally like the other ones.
The printed ones.
It's just that I have worn the Breeze ones more often than not, because it's just a new colour, fresh. And I like when not that I dislike the other ones, but when I'm in the gym and I'm training, which the Breeze ones are
this
more
is
of a training pattern.
You can't do nothing with this.
Well, no, this is his sales pitch.
You can only do nothing with this.
I'm selling these
you
pants,
can't even,
mate.
You can't listen to this. You can't clip this.
You can clip whatever you want.
This is like when he tries to sell some Arena Cross merch. Go on, just see. Let's see if you've got the
when
unique
when it comes out
one.
The bottom of your gym shirt, it's plain. So if I wear like a grey t-shirt, I wear the grey shorts.
Oh, right.
Match. If I wear a green t-shirt, I can wear the green shorts.
No shit.
It just pops it off. Because otherwise, sometimes it's got like a swirly pattern. And I'm 34 in the gym, mainstream gym, David Lloyd's. Sometimes you look a bit nuts if you got them.
It's not mainstream. Pants. You're high end, brother.
He's not. He doesn't.
Oh, it's David Lloyd's high end.
I don't know. You're a platinum member, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. You're allowed in support.
I get it free now. I'm a free David Lloyder. Sponsored by David Lloyd's. Get my membership free, bruv.
Thanks. Thanks. Have I got
pay one? For Alf. £40 a month. I might cancel this because it's not been about.
No, he needs to get in the gym.
Yeah, he does need to start training, to be fair. We've got to run late when he gets back from school, Suits. But get the breeze, mate. Great pants.
There's some, I've got some, the printed ones coming.
Love
of yours.
The printed.
Coming, your one. Got some Billy Bolt ones as well coming at some point.
Love them.
Do you?
Love his new designs. They're sick, Bill.
Shit ads.
What?
Do you know what else you can buy?
What?
You can buy one of these sofas now.
I see that. Have you sold any yet?
No.
I bought
you one.
Bill's bought one.
Oh, well, that was you that bought that one. I see him making. Well, at least he's supported.
No, you haven't supported him, have you?
I haven't got the money to buy one.
Dream
of
it.
They're way too expensive to make anyway. But I got.
No, but it's a brand new chair. I don't think you need. It's
brand new. Excuse me. It's custom made.
Yeah, exactly. The whole chair, like the
whole chair's made.
Legs, cushion, like it's constructed new. Like it, to look at them, it looked like they're an old piece of shit that's been skinned.
Thank you.
But they're not. They're brand new.
No, a brand new made pair. It's a brand
new.
Why
don't you get old chairs?
Because then you can't get a genuine fit, and then it's harder to. Make it. The matey that makes these now knows exactly the patterns to cut everything out and fit it all. I got asked to make them loads of times. I put them online, haven't sold one.
I'm going to give one away in this episode.
The problem is they're expensive to make and they're expensive to ship.
Problem.
You want to give one away? Give your one away that you just bought.
Because I want it.
Just a quick one, guys. I've got about 15 minutes.
Oh, have you?
Oh, right.
Yeah, because my child finishes school.
But the rock, paper, scissors with Tommy. Whoever loses pays the shipping for the one that gets given away.
No.
You weren't going to do that for our followers.
You've just won a world
championship. You're not
going to
do that for
money.
Our audience.
No, I'm not.
I've just paid for an ACL.
No.
That was an expensive bill.
Huh?
Tell the truth, who paid for the ACL?
Oh, really?
Like, who pays for anything else that happens?
I'm really pleased that I didn't pay for that one because that was an expensive ACL.
Bill's got a golden knee. Now, the next question that they've been asking again, which is repeated highly, is are you vlogging your wedding?
Yeah, wedding vlog, full of wedding vlog. Told the wedding videographers, I said, I'm a vlogger. You need to do vlog content. And they were like, oh, I don't know if we don't normally do that, but we'll try.
Tommy's coming. You sorted.
Oh, he'd be leeching a vlog for himself, I'd imagine.
No, I'm not vlogging that.
You're not vlogging that?
That camera's dead.
Vlogging someone else's wedding?
You vlog his races, you vlog everything else he does.
I'll bring the camera and see. It's a good day. I'll vlog it.
Nah, there will be definitely a vlogger. I don't know what. I haven't made a plan or thought about
it. Spending $200,000 on a wedding, I'd like to fucking vlog it.
Stupid twat. Nah, there will be a vlog of some description because I think it makes no sense not to the amount that we put online of us anyway.
No, I get it. Like,
are you vlogging
your whole
real wedding
online?
Though?
It'd be silly to then go.
Are you faking one for YouTube?
Or you go weddings private.
Did you not know there was a whole extra one the next day?
Yeah, the fake one.
Yeah, with flames and
what wedding?
Mad shit.
Is Mr. Beast coming? He's got a set getting made.
And if we don't all get out the church by 15 minutes, a train comes through and smashes
I locked myself in a church for 24 hours and this is what happened.
I was getting married and the church blew up. That'd be a good video.
Anyway, yeah, I don't
is
know.
Is it in a church? No, it's just an outside winery.
Wine farm.
Oh, wine farm. Is that not a winery?
Different out there.
Don't know. Don't know if it's the same or not. Try to get sponsored by them.
What, for a free wedding?
Nah, just for the booze.
Weddings are different out there, my China.
We tried to get the wine, which they produce there, knocked off the bill for a bit of promo. And at first they said yes. And then they said, no, you can have 20%. And I said, oh,
no way.
I'll just pay for it. And then now they've come back and said, we can't give you any.
What?
So, and it wasn't even our idea to start it off anyway, but anyway, we're not going to that, so I'm going to make sure I let them know that I'm not happy with them.
Is it free bar?
To a limit.
Mine did
that transfer this morning, actually.
Did you?
Mm.
Wedding shoes have just turned up as well, by the way. His one's 2 days before he flies.
Ordered another pair this morning.
Oh, so they probably have to come in my suitcase, will I?
No, they'll arrive tomorrow.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've got mine. I think I'm not trying them on yet.
Ed's been stretching his for 3 days because he reckons he needs to stretch them.
Oh, they're that uncomfortable.
Ed's got the shoe stretchers in them as we speak.
I just don't want a replay of what happened at your wedding.
Yeah.
Where you just give us the cheapest shit of shoes.
What?
And then we all fucking get...
40 quid.
Yeah, but they
were. These were 50 quid.
Your shoes were 30 quid. 20 at the best. 40 quid. Were they fucking shite? Everyone had blisters by the end of the day.
Yeah, it's bad.
There's not much walking involved in mine anyway.
Still I should fucking hope out. Not with your leg.
Oh yeah, that's true.
There's not much water involved in anyone's wedding. But let's just wrap this up because this has been a shit one. Really.
It's not a good one. Like non-motorbike shit's good. Like that last 5 minutes is the best. Did no one answer your non-motorbike related questions?
They did, but again, some just odd questions.
But
people need to pick better ones. Would you rather, because that goes down a shitty rabbit hole. Like, I know.
They all keep asking what Keck's future is, but fuck, I don't know.
It's going to sell it for millions.
Worldwide, billions. Global.
What are you settling for when it's worth like 100 million or billion or...
What, Keck's?
What would be your sellout price?
I don't know, but what I'm going to do this year is I reckon I'm going to start Keck's vlogs at some point.
You said that 12 months ago.
Yeah, and then I've done my knee. And then, like you've just said, what the fuck am I going to talk about for the next six
months?
It's
annoying when, I'm going to my goal for this week is to finish the vlog I started last week.
Here's some more of your questions that were non-motorbike related. Nando's black card or Greg's black card?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Nando's, because worth way more.
I had a Greg's this morning. I don't see the... It's bad.
What did you get?
Sausage and cheese McMuffin or whatever it's called.
McMuffin,
sausage
you went to the wrong...
McMuffin. Was it warm?
Yeah, it was actually the right temperature. Like, not too hot that I had to wait for it. Just literally bought it, bit it and went warm. But yeah, it wasn't that good though. I got to the end and I was like... greasy fingers. I just thought.
But I've decided to choose Nando's because that's fucking 60 quid saved every time you go there. Mm.
Yeah, Nando's all the way. Because there's always more that I don't order. I normally want more starters and I just like, this is adding up. I won't get that starter.
How was Bill's stag do?
That existed yet.
It did, Saturday night, super enduring.
Got a load of oxymorph in my pocket if you also want to take one of them now and just buzz out on this sofa.
Has anyone got a KX450 I can ride whilst in South Africa? Just do it.
Probably. There's sand dunes you can ride in Cape Town.
Is there?
Mm.
I could do with that. Apparently Nick would be like, respect, bruv. You've gone out there and you've done a day's ride.
Apparently I've got 4 business meetings when I get there.
With who?
People that have wants Keck sponsorship. Bill's lined it all up.
Lined it up for him. He's getting his ears chewed clean off.
Are they professional athletes?
Think they are.
They think they are, or you think they are?
They think they are.
All right, well.
No, that was a good one. See, look, that was a good conversation.
I forgot what the conversation was.
Nando's or Greg's black card.
Carbon footprint, are you bothered or not?
Not bothered in the slightest. Is that bad to say?
No, I am. I also got air of electric bike.
Oh, give over. Grow up.
That PW was smoking the place out. I just thought, not for me.
Did it bring back Arena Cross vibes? My clubs stink after a day at Arena Cross. You come out and you
PW
go,
PW was just
clogging up.
And I was just like, Alf just like butter around the track. They're just the power on these electric ones, just smooth as butter compared to that. I'm not even joking. I watched that and I was just like,
what is that
dinosaur he's riding around on? Because my child's on the future.
I bet Bolt comes across as someone very anti-electric movement. Did he say anything?
He told
about
me.
It?
I said, I've got to go because I've got to take him to school. He went, school? Waste of time. He went, my missus, head teacher. And she used to be all about school. Now, no good. It's no good for the kids. Get him out of school. You can't learn nothing in school.
When I seen the picture of Zach on a PWR,
he said, look at him here.
That's definitely Mr. Bolt.
He said, look at these two in here. They're just learning about danger. They're aware of what's going on. They're light years ahead of the rest of them at school today already.
Well, I don't disagree either.
No, I thought, just got to try and explain it to Soph.
Shall we do, we'll do one final question then and see where, it's a bit of a morbid one, but if you could Google your date of death, would you look it up?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. It's a bit weird.
Very weird.
I don't know. I try not to Google a lot of things that go wrong.
If you cut your finger and Google it, you're basically fucked, aren't you? If you injure yourself, Google anything you fucked.
Sore hand.
Yeah, Ross is really good at that.
What, Googling something?
Yeah. Need to go to hospital. Why? Got a headache. But Google says if you get a headache after doing this, you could be dying.
Yeah, you're fucked.
No.
You might as well get it over with, haven't you?
No, I wouldn't do it.
But you wouldn't Google it?
No.
You'd be upset if it was like 3 days' time.
When you didn't do something good?
Yeah. Well, no, so you went mad. 3 days or like,
but then if you died in 3 days you'll be like, oh, fuck, I always wanted to go and do that.
No, but then you didn't die, but then you were just waiting for it to happen because you thought, I'm past my sell by date, I've expired now.
I don't know, I'm confused. I've got to go pick my kid up.
Where from?
School.
Waste of time.
Waste of time. I'm going to tell him I'm pulling him out. He's homeschooled from now on.
Well, he's got a career to go
on. You say bye to your mates because you're never coming back here, son.
Mm.
We're going in the real world from tomorrow.
Is your son coming to South Africa?
No, he's chilling with his grandparents for the week.
Have you seen Happy them? Days. To Australian, I'll send you them. They go on really good tangents.
Come, I've literally got to go. I'm going to be late and they charge me when I leave school. If he's 5 minutes late, I get charged £10.
£10 every 5 minutes?
Yeah, I don't want to be late. Come on, you're just waffling on. You do this every time. Thanks for watching.
We're not these
two
one,
yeah, but you two carry on because I'm not going to just... I like my kid more than you two.
He's gone. He's got his uniform on. He's gone.
But yeah, you haven't even mentioned Dirt Store in this vlog.
Just quickly mention it. You don't need to sit back. They can't hear you. Well, he's fucked the ending of that, hasn't he? Wait,
we'll
what are you doing
now? Next time. Don't know when it'll be. Well, if these two...
It won't be long because you've got a machine. We'll be able to call you in soon.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If these two useless human beings actually did something, these could be far more frequent.
I see fucking
bye, mate. Just log in, mate.
If you've watched this podcast till the end, you'll now see that he's attempting to whore a vlog.
When's this coming out?
This vlog? Monday, mate.
This is coming out Thursday. Right, we'll see you later.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.